This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Stitch for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Here's a song to open with, written and sung by a close friend of mine called Avril Pease. It ties in so nicely with what I'll be saying in our programme today. It not only tells about a time when Avril's door was firmly closed to God, but also of a time when her eyes were wonderfully opened to him. It's called There Was a Time.
There was a time when my heart closed its door.
Strange and very unusual Bible reading will be read out in our churches today. Let me read it to you now from Luke 8, verses 26 to 39, and see what you make of it. Jesus and his disciples sailed to the region of the Gerasenes, which is across the lake from Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had commanded the impure spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary places. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, because many demons had gone into him. And they begged Jesus repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss. A large herd of pigs were feeding there on the hillside. The demons begged Jesus to let them go into the pigs, and he gave them permission. When the demons came out of the man, they went into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep banks into the lake and was drowned. When those tending the pigs saw what had happened, they ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out, sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been cured. Then all the people of the region of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them because they were overcome with fear. So he got into the boat and left. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged to go with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." So the man went away and told all over the town how much Jesus had done for him. This poor man's mind was in turmoil. His mental state had deteriorated to such an extent that all he could see through glazed eyes was a multitude of distressing images, many of them violent. How this happened, we're not told. Perhaps he'd known great trauma in his life. Perhaps he'd even had a run-in with the Romans, oppressors of his people. But he cared nothing for his appearance anymore. He lived like the dead among the gravestones, cut off from society with no social contact whatsoever. It seemed that he was past caring about anyone or anything and was no longer able to judge between right or wrong. He was naked, wild and utterly helpless, shutting everyone out. Incommunicado. But he was about to meet someone who did care. Someone who was about to bridge the walls he'd built all around himself.
I have built me a wall, I have conquered it all, and I don't need the world anymore. I have buried my pain till it rises again. But inside me a little child cries, "Let me love you. Let your walls come tumbling down, little child, run to me and be free." I let no one come in, they may see how I grin, but they won't see the pain in my eyes. They won't understand how I'm invulnerable now. But inside me a little child cries, "Let me love you. Let your walls come tumbling down, little child. Shadows long gone, so I'll have to be strong, and I'll drink all my sorrows away. I'll keep building the walls till they're thick and they're tall. But inside me a little child cries, let me love you. Let your child, run to me and be free. Little child, run to me and be free."
That was one of my songs written for a very vulnerable person called the Wall Song. Like it says there in that song, though, we can so easily build walls to protect ourselves. But we're in danger of shutting out the one who loves us the most, and that is God. This particular man had shut out everyone and everything, even the beauty of the world all around him, the glistening water, the trill of the birds, the glory of a sunset or sunrise. It may be difficult for us to imagine living a lifestyle such as this. It's horrific. Sitting round much of the day aimless and restless, staring, hypnotised as if in a trance. I don't think any of us would choose to live a life like this. But you know, many of us do to some extent with our TVs, our computers and with social media, don't we? Do we submit ourselves to all sorts of images, many of them dark and violent, filling our minds, controlling our thinking, steering us in the way we should behave or think? Do our children spend an inordinate amount of time playing games on a computer? Should we be worried? When is too much too much? If in doubt, just try telling a child to switch off their computer when their tea is on the table and their game happens to be in full flow. Just see what happens. And are adults any different? It's very worrying when you see a parent totally focused on their mobile phone, totally oblivious to their children as they play out of doors or even run near a busy road. Our occupation with mobile phones have been the cause of terrible road accidents for the very same reasons. Shouldn't we be living life more fully? I wrote a song in the 80s, which went like this. Held in the spell of a screen that dazzles, staring eyes always hypnotised. This song was written long before technology really took hold of our world. And just recently, a former colleague of mine remarked, "That song of yours certainly did come true, didn't it?" You know, its first verse said, "Right out there there's a world awaiting. Sun is shining in a crimson sky. There's life outside if you could only see it. Why not come and give it a try?" I loved this next song in my youth, which was played regularly on our radios. And it was a song by Bill Withers, and it's called "Lovely Day."
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Of course, our TVs, our computers and social media play a very important and essential role in communications and in our education and in extending our knowledge. But at what point can it all simply get out of hand, confuse our thinking, erode our morals, eat up our precious time and our social life, even destroy our gifts and our potential for the future? Or even for that matter, cause us to bring suffering to others? I remember clearly seeing images of an American fighter pilot's radar display screen on the news once. He was carrying out deadly attacks on a city, as if the images of vehicles below on his screen were just all part of a game. And the Daily Telegraph also ran a story at that time on something similar, with a fighter pilot shouting, "Yeah, battle damage assessment, nothing. Buildings gone. I got my kills. I'm coming down. I just love my job." He loved his job? He got his kills? Was he for real? We really need to think what we're about. We need to think what it is we're actually doing. Here's a great classic, a song by the legendary Aretha Franklin. She tells us to think.
Just stop.
I ain't no psychiatrist, I ain't no doctor with me.
mine. Well, be careful you don't lose yours. Yeah, hey, think about what you're trying to do to me. Yeah, 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 yeah. But your mind won't let yourself be free. You need me, and I need you. Without each other, ain't nothing we can do. Yeah, yeah, think about it, baby.
The lovely thing about this story from the Bible reading this morning is that Jesus cared enough to stop and help this man whose life was so wild and distorted. I think we probably would describe his condition a little differently today, but the point is that Jesus didn't just pass by and hurry on his way. He didn't avoid him, and he wasn't afraid of him, like everyone else seemed to be. Only he had the power to make him whole again. This man, even though he fell before Jesus, rejected him at first, crying out, "What do you want with me?" addressing Jesus as the Son of the Most High God. But Jesus was not deterred and asked him the simplest of questions. He asked him his name. But even this question was beyond the man. Had he forgotten it, or was he unable to speak it out? Whatever it was that was evil in his mind did his thinking and speaking for him. Legion was the reply. Jesus restored him completely, so much so that the townsfolk were shocked to find him sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind. He was so utterly changed, so different to what he was before. And all that had troubled him was gone. All was well again with his soul. Let's listen to Sovereign Grace Music singing a beautiful hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul."
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever I love, thou hast taught me to say,
whatever distressing thoughts had been in this man's mind, whatever distressing images, ended up where they belonged, in the depths of the sea. All because Jesus cared for him and listened to him, and he loved him enough to confront him. Micah the prophet once prophesied, "He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea." What we need in our world today is more of the same courage, compassion, and expertise that Jesus himself displayed. And we need to encourage and pray for those who daily come alongside others in this line of work: social workers, counselors, psychiatrists, and doctors. And we need to pray for right use of social media, as it is increasingly being used to harm and harass vulnerable people. Our next hymn contains beautiful words which ask for God's Spirit to breathe upon us, to restore our serenity, to give us a calm spirit. It says, "Breathe through the heats of our desire thy coolness and thy balm. Let sense be dumb, let flesh retire, speak through the earthquake, wind and fire, O still small voice of calm." Here is Dear Lord and Father of Mankind, which was recorded in Newcastle at NBA's Big Sing in Westcote Road Baptist Church. How do we guard our minds so that they remain healthy and sound? How can we find that stillness and peace that brings a blessed night's sleep? Here's some advice from St. Paul in his letter to the church at Philippi. He says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." St. Paul then goes on to say, "Put God's word into practice, and then the God of peace will be with you." We've run out of time now. Our programme has come to a close. So say goodbye, Andrew.
Bye, everyone.
That was the voice of my technician, without whose help this programme could not be made each week. Our last song is most appropriate way in which to end our programme today. Jonathan Vera sings a song which sets us on a new course in life, The Road to Peace. And may you experience God's deep peace as you listen. Just close your eyes and ask God to come close if you need his help. And may he bless you, heal you and make you strong in body, mind and spirit. Bye for now.
Go peaceful in gentleness through the violence of these days. Give freely, show tenderness in all your ways. Darkness in troubled times. Let holiness be your aim. Seek wisdom, let faithfulness burn like a flame. Godspeed you, God lead you, and keep you wrapped around His heart. May you be known by love. Be righteous, speak truthfully in a world of greed and lies. Show kindness, see everyone through heaven's eyes. God hold you, enfold you, and keep you wrapped around His heart. May you be known by love. May you be known by love.